Hey everybody, what's going on? I'm Rob Sesternino, back again to talk with you about the week's most interesting news stories for the week of July 12th, 2022, here on News AF.
If the story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Actual, factual news.
Yes, that's right. Okay, we are back here for some News AF here once again on a Tuesday. And here with us, once again, is one of the stars. Some would argue the star. Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's here
arguing,
he is.
Who's arguing against
no
that?
One.
Let's see them. Please stand up, of course, for Father Nature. Tyson Apostle is here. Tyson, how are you?
I'm doing great. Yeah. I got my Invisalign braces yesterday.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that was something you were thinking of.
Liz wants those. Let me see.
I'm not wearing them right now because I'm drinking coffee. I'm going to put them on after I finish my coffee. So,
is this a sponsorship or this is something that you wanted to do?
This is something I wanted to do.
Mm-hmm. I've thought about it.
I got braces at 30.
Mm-hmm.
It was a humbling experience.
Yes. Yeah, well, you were already married, though.
Yeah, we all picked on you a lot.
That's true. I was married, but let me just tell you that having braces and learning all about braces at that age just seemed wrong. Like, oh, I can't eat sandwiches for a while.
Yeah, or carrots or apples.
My lips will be torn to shreds by these pieces of metal and I'll be bleeding on my teeth while talking to people as an adult.
Danny's lips are always in rough shape.
Oh, they're always.
There's nothing he could do.
Yes. Yes.
So.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how, and is it getting in the way of any of your activities, Tyson?
Not yet. So you just clip them on. They just like look like a overshield. So you can definitely tell when people are wearing them. You're supposed to wear them like 23 hours a day. So only when you're eating or cleaning your mouth is the only two times you don't have it.
Or podcasting.
Yeah.
No, I'm going to put them in after, as soon as I'm done drinking my coffee.
Mm.
What else? Yeah, I got them because my bottom row's a little crooked, but one of my teeth was sticking out enough that it was rubbing the back of one of my top teeth.
Oh.
So it was kind of an issue.
Central.
Yeah. So I've worn them for 24 hours and I have there's no like tooth pain or something, because with braces you get them on the first day and your teeth are
Why?
Yeah.
Why?
For real.
Yeah, they're moving. Something's happening. This is like, I don't feel anything.
Mm-hmm. That sounds nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
One thing, though, that is a little shocking is they do have to grind between your teeth a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
To make
I've
little
had that.
Space.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
I've never had that before. Mm. And I was like, is that healthy? And
it doesn't sound healthy.
Fine. Yeah.
The file in the mouth never sounds good.
Yeah. Did they do it with the circular saw? Or? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
I did that for I had like some like they tried to like make room for a tooth that is I have too many teeth. And I was just like, wow, this guy could just
problem to have.
Yeah. I'm just like, well, this guy makes one mistake here with the circular saw. I guess my podcasting career is over.
Over.
Yeah. And it sounds like it's like a dirt bike in your mouth. It's like, meh, 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 meh.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it was really like, I was like, I should be sedated for this.
Yeah. It ended up being fine. Well, I mean, we'll see end product, but right now it's great.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Wow.
So, yeah.
Now you're going to add a perfect smile to your resume also?
My goodness.
It's already pretty perfect.
The man who has it all once the smile comes in.
The guy who has it all gets a little bit more.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Finally.
Yeah. What's the time frame on the Invisalign?
40 days.
Only 40 days?
How possible? What dark magic is this?
40 days to a perfect smile.
Wow.
2 years of metal and blood.
But my teeth are not very crooked. I have one tooth out of place on my bottom row.
I feel like I got braces in the medieval times.
Yeah, 40 days. 40 I could days. Do that sitting on my head.
It's how long Jesus went without eating.
Yeah, that's true.
And how long people that celebrate Lent go without stuff.
And how long people used to go on Survivor.
Yeah, exactly. Till the condensed version.
Yeah. 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 Now that's much shorter than Invisalign, but don't tell them that. Okay.
Yeah. Maybe Invisalign's going to have to up their game.
Right. Keep up with the times. So,
yeah. We'll do it in half the time with twice the twists.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Of course, here with us from parts unknown, Danny Bryson.
Danny, not in his spunk bunker, getting all spunked out. What's going on?
Gear room.
Yeah.
Gear. Lots of gear. So Danny, always buying gear.
Yeah. Okay. I was over the weekend here in the Raleigh-Durham area. I got together with a number of Rob is a Podcast listeners. We went to a Durham Bulls AAA baseball game. We had about 40 some odd people. Whoa. And we went to the game. And I was talking with someone, and he told me about how he actually was a big mediocre amateur fan and also a listener of Rob is a Podcast and News AF, and it was about a year into listening to News AF and watching Mediocre Amateur that he realized that you were the same person.
I'm not, though.
Could you imagine?
I'm a different person, and every,
but you're the same human being. Yeah.
That's true. That is
like, wait.
What's weird is that
that's the same Danny.
I often get recognized by my voice, mm-hmm. Meaning like I'll be talking to people at the top of a mountain, and people who are also up there will be like, oh, hey, are you? It's so I'm surprised that he didn't make the connection with my fat voice.
Yeah.
Like normally that's the string that connects all of this.
Yeah.
All of this online content.
Like those cables behind you.
I can't believe that. A year. That seems shocking. Mm-hmm. You'd go that long.
Yeah.
What a crossover, though. That's pretty cool, right, Danny?
Oh, that's way cool.
Yeah, your fan bases basically converged.
Yeah, yeah. That's a perfect storm of awesomeness.
Yeah, there's no partition in the two circles now. Yeah.
There doesn't need to be. There doesn't need to be a separation of worlds mm-hmm. in this instance.
Yeah. And I think that what I hear from people when they tell me that they're fans of Mediocre Amateur, they're saying like the Danny on News AF that is only like a shell of the character that is the Danny from Mediocre Amateur.
Oh, really? I would have thought it was the opposite, because when I do Mediocre Amateur, I'm much more tense, mm-hmm. because there's a lot at stake, not just including like an episode. It's like mm-hmm. a lot can happen here over the next 12 hours that could result in my death. And so I don't feel as loose as I do. You guys really loosen me up. Maybe that's what I need, is to pregame my mediocre.
You gotta stay tight, make sure that you come back alive.
Stay real tight.
Don't get loose out there.
Dude, so tight also, when I'm out there.
Rob, let me ask you a question.
Please.
Like, let's say I was like, hey, Rob, you and I, we should get into mountaineering.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay. And then I was like, how many ropes do you think we each need just to become a mountaineer? Mm. How many ropes would you suggest we probably just go to REI and buy initially for us?
I don't know, like
us?
Maybe like 3 or 4.
I was only thinking like 1 or 2, mm-hmm. but Danny has like,
that's not even all my ropes.
He has a whole wall of climbing ropes.
Let me see. Let me explain each one.
Yeah. Okay? Tell us.
Hold on. Here, we'll go full frame on Danny.
Okay.
Kid rope right here.
It's, for kids.
It's meant like so I can climb with my kids. Doesn't weigh a lot. Isn't really big. This one, my longer 60 meter rope that I use just kind of like every day. These two have to be used together. They're a twin rope. And you'll notice that I haven't used this one.
Yeah.
Because this is mostly for ice climbing. And last year I only went twice. Ropes only last like 2 to 4 years too. So this one right here is for glacier travel. This one right here is a 50 meter ultralight single rope for fast alpine ascents. And I actually have one other rope that should be up there. That's not up there. Oh yeah, it's up there. And that's my lightest rope. Absolutely the lightest rope you can get. And that's for glacier travel. So each rope serves a purpose. Just like everything else here on both sides, there's multiples of it because it goes from fast and light to regular use.
Okay. Well, let me ask you something else. You said they only last 2 to 4 years, and then you just put them up on eBay as used, or what did you do at that point?
They become like rope for work.
Okay.
That makes sense. Like I put them in my car, I cut them up, I use them to tow things, pull things, tie things. Cool. So they live a life beyond just climbing. Yeah. And the truth is, I do love buying stuff. Like I don't buy clothing for myself, but I do enjoy buying gear.
Yeah, you're a gear guy.
Mm-hmm. Gear guy, 100%.
Yeah.
So
Tyson, that's what I have for all my microphone cables.
Yeah, the light one for travel. I actually do too. For
yeah, see, it all, you have like when you have the money to have options, you break it down, and everyone serves a very specific niche.
No, I have them all in like Tupperwares, not hanging up.
This is my travel mic, cable.
Because Tyson, super short. You're no different. Put that behind you on the wall. Just get a couple of those.
But then I'd cover the lion's face.
So majestic,
right? Okay. All right. Should we get into our top news AF stories?
Be first.
Okay. All right. Well, this one covers a couple of different bases that we talk about. Of course, it is a nature story, but maybe a little tinge of fish fraud going on because a Japanese aquarium is having problems. As the cost of feeding the penguins has risen, like so many other things, the cost of different food has gotten more expensive. They switched the fish that they're feeding to the penguins and the otters. So when they switched to a different fish, they went from the fish that they were offering was a horse mackerel to a cheaper
delicious
to a cheaper alternative. The penguins have gone on a hunger strike.
Yeah, they need that horse mackerel.
It's good to know that this principle exists in the world of animals too. This inability to downscale or downsize
or downgrade.
You know what I mean? Like as your lifestyle increases, you know,
there's no way back down.
Going back down is impossible. That's why people will drive themselves into debt to maintain. Mm-hmm. And that's why rich people are always like, oh, I could always be, you know, I don't need money to be happy. It's like, yeah, because you've never gone back down.
That's why I can never fly first class, Danny.
Yeah, exactly. I could never fly commercial ever again. It's like the minute a person gets the taste in their mouth for private aircraft, they're like, I could never go back. And they'll drive themselves like you know, a lot of celebrities do.
You can never enjoy the other thing again.
Yeah, they can't go back. And the fish, it's an animal world issue as well. And I guess the penguins have once again proved that we're not so different than our animal cousins.
Yeah. So it's amazing, though. You would think that, I mean, in my experience with the dog, that, you know, we changed the dog's food. I think the dog is going to eat whatever. But yeah, penguins, dogs don't care. Sophisticated palate.
Yeah. What was the fish they were trying to...
looks like it's another another type of mackerel. Of mackerel. Before the aquarium offered penguins and otters ahi, or the Japanese horse mackerel. It is a type of mackerel, but this is a cheaper type of mackerel called saba.
Oh, well, Danny is a big mackerel guy.
Oh, I can't wait to get myself some horse mackerel. Never had it, but I bet it's delicious.
Yeah. Wow. Now, they found if they mix in some of the horse mackerel...
Mm-hmm.
That they'll eat the cheap stuff.
Oh, yeah. That's also pretty common. People are like, oh, I love wild game. You're like, really? They're like, yeah, the first thing I do is I buy some beef and I mix it with my wild game. You're like, oh, okay. Now I see what's happening here. And this is the exact same thing. It's like dressing it up, horse mackerel, just sprinkle a little bit in there. Penguins don't know the difference.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's too bad. Those penguins in captivity deserve horse mackerel.
Yeah, deserve the best. Yeah,
they're putting on a performance every single day.
Every day
for the public.
So
their life is a performance.
And according to this article, it's not just that they're not eating it; that the penguins are reacting very strongly against it. Because when the aquarium employee comes to serve the mackerel, the penguin turns away haughtily, according to the article.
That's like Mariah Carey, which is
really awesome. Do we have that on video somewhere?
No, we don't have it on video.
That'd be so cute.
That would be kind of cute.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
The penguin be like,
and the otters. Remember, it's otters too.
It's otters also. Ooh,
otters also are snubbing the non horse mackerel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's good to know. If we ever find ourselves eating fish somewhere and there's horse mackerel or the other kind, mm-hmm. go with the horse mackerel.
Yeah.
Or if you're trying to eat some fish in peace because you're surrounded by penguins, you don't want them to interrupt your meal, do not eat horse mackerel. Mm-hmm. Yeah, eat the saba.
So the museum is trying to cut costs. And so in addition to the aquarium is trying to cut costs, they also are reducing the circulation pumps that they have from 2 to 1, which they say reduce the electricity bill by 40-50%. But that doesn't sound great, right?
No.
No, I think the pumps are in there for a reason to maintain a healthy environment.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're dumbing down the health of the environment by 40-50%, that's a lot.
Yeah. Tyson, do you think that the aquarium is putting this story out here to shame the penguins of like, oh, look at these fat cat penguins.
Yeah.
There's lots of starving penguins out in the wild, but these penguins are used to living the high life.
Double pumpers
mm-hmm.
with horse mackerel only.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if only they could see how their wild counterparts live.
Well, that's mm-hmm. what they should have done. Instead of writing up this story, they should have gotten some footage of like penguins in the South Antarctic and shown them to these penguins. Be like, you want to go there? You want to be shipped to where the seals can leap out of the ocean?
Do you know what your carbon footprint is doing to your fellow penguins?
Exactly.
How much electricity you're using?
Wow. That would be a real hard lesson.
Mm-hmm.
But makes me want to go see penguins.
Yeah. Okay. The aquarium is not raising its prices.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Why don't they just raise their prices?
I don't know. I think they're just trying to maybe like get the word out about come see these very haughty penguins.
Well, what if you wanted to go to the aquarium, but only to see a horse mackerel?
Oh, you want to see the food?
Yeah. Well, what if like one of our kids was like, man, I've never seen a horse mackerel. Can we go see a horse mackerel? It's like, not at this aquarium.
Not anymore. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just not regular mackerel.
I don't think the horse mackerel are alive or even in one piece, Tyson, when they get to the mm-hmm. zoo.
You don't think? I think they're in one piece.
Yo, you're just chucking full on live horse mackerels in
not live, but yeah, I think that a wild-ish animal prefers a whole piece of food to gargle down. You know, have you never seen a penguin eat a whole fish?
Where mm-hmm. a horse mackerel sounds huge.
Yeah.
A horse mackerel is probably, I imagine the horse mackerel has a horse face. Not that
that's
it's
what
the size
I picture too,
horse.
With the teeth of the
horse.
Yeah,
but not like that it has the size of, not that it's the size of a horse,
mm-hmm.
just that it has a horse face.
But the size of the horse's face.
So
that's what I picture, is it being the size of a horse's head.
Wow.
I can't explain why that's the thing that came to mind.
That
I first heard about
in a mackerel's body.
Yeah.
Like a true seahorse.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what I pictured first.
I don't picture that at all. I picture a regular looking fish with like some horsey teeth.
Yeah. Now, is this not the same thing that happened with the Subway tuna?
Yeah, it is.
Customers
people
knew.
Recognize.
We can all relate to this, how the penguin
it's
feels.
In our DNA as beings on this planet.
Yeah. It's like a shared experience that we have with the penguins.
Mm-hmm.
Don't tell us it's one thing and then make it be another. This is complete fish fraud.
Man.
They should hire Hint of Lime guy to represent them in court.
They did the old switcheroo on these penguins, but little did they know these little penguin brains are pretty big in stature.
It's not cool. Okay. I've got another animal story, and this one is from the city of Toronto. and I know we have a lot of Canadian listeners, that there is a new plan. Danny, would you be in favor of a proposed plan that was at Toronto City Council that says that if you have a cat, they need to be only outside on a leash?
Well, I'd like to start with dogs first, with that rule.
You don't want to jump
even on trails
to
where leashes are required, still nobody puts their dog on a leash. So we have a lot of work to do with dogs before we move on to cats, who don't chase me, bark at me, come up and lick my crotch. The cat runs away, hides, is somewhat, you know, quiet. The dogs need the leash law. The cat, the cats murder all sorts of indigenous creatures. That's the problem with the cats, right? They go out, they kill the birds, they kill everything.
Yeah.
Because they still have predatory instincts. The dogs are eating garbage. But if we're talking about what animal I'd like to see leashed, let's start with the dogs and let's actually get people following that ban before we turn to the cats.
Yeah. Okay, so let me just explain what the laws are that they are proposing. Bylaws are to be changed to prohibit pet owners from allowing their pet to roam at large in the city, with the exception of cats and domesticated pigeons.
So you need a leash for a domesticated pigeon as well?
Well, no, not yet.
But exceptions.
What they want to do is they want to remove cats from the proposed change, and you would still be allowed to have domesticated pigeons, not on a leash.
Oh, because the cats can't then get the pigeons.
Yeah, so your cat would be allowed outside, but only if you kept it on a leash.
Uh-huh. Well, cats are outside animals for the most part, are they not?
Mm-hmm. They can be.
Danny, where does your cat go? Do you know? Does your cat like go
Our
all over the neighborhood?
Go outside. It's terrified.
Oh, it's inside the outside. All the time.
If you leave the door open, it'll go and like check out the outside world. Uh-huh. But to it, it is just like overwhelming. It's like no, thank you. I don't know what all this stuff is, but it does spend hours looking at birds, probably imagining all the ways it could kill them.
Mm-hmm. Like birds through a window or birds?
Oh, through the window. He just sits there for hours, or she sits there for hours and just looks at the birds and just probably imagines ending their life.
They don't have cat TV where you can just turn on the TV screen of birds flying around?
Well, you don't have a TV. Plus, I wouldn't want a cat anywhere near my TV. The cat by the window is a cat I don't have to deal with. A cat in front of the TV, that's a cat I have to deal with.
Mm. Oh,
okay. Well,
you know, maybe I should talk Liz into getting some pigeons. I wonder if that would be a little bit better.
Then you'd have to keep the cat on a
pigeons.
Leash.
Domesticated pigeons up on the roof so she can send me letters when I'm out and about. Mm-hmm. Like, find Danny.
Homing pigeons. Right. I don't think they work that way. I don't think they can find you. They can just find their way back home.
Well, then, okay, back
you
home.
Take
where?
You take it with you.
You take the pigeon with you. Okay, that makes sense.
And then when you're ready to send a message to
How
Liz,
awesome would that be? Take that out to the wilderness. That actually would be kind of cool.
You're going to get home before the pigeon gets to Liz.
Go, pigeon. Find Liz.
The only time it would make sense is if you're dying and you have like last words.
Yeah.
How great would it be to send nudes by that way instead of sending nudes by text? Just send.
So what would you do,
Danny?
You would take a Polaroid of yourself and then give it to the bird?
Yes. Wrap it around the bird's leg.
You better hope the bird has the right route.
It would be like the old school way of airdropping a D-pic on a plane would be just to release the pigeon. And then it just lands at random and someone gets a D-pic from you from the pigeon's leg. Mm-hmm. But that could be an exciting way to spice up your marriage.
Have you considered, Danny, in your utility belt that you take with you climbing, maybe one domesticated pigeon that if you are unable to, because you have no signal sometimes, get the word out.
Yeah. That's a good idea. Like instead of buying a Garmin inReach, which is what most people buy to get rescued, I have a on-call pigeon in a pouch. The pigeon pouch, the emergency pigeon pouch. Uh-huh. And when I've fallen and broken my leg, I open the pouch and release the pigeon, who then flies to the nearest 911 operator.
Again, that's not how pigeons work. But
well, it could work if we established a 911 pigeon network.
Yeah, that's true. Then it could work.
So I could rent the pigeon from the fire or
from the nearest.
Department.
Yeah, from the nearest 911 center. Yeah.
And you want to know the benefit of that is I can also eat the pigeon.
Your friend?
Not my friend.
So you're saying you're getting into dire straits and you need help. mm-hmm. and you eat the pigeon.
Mm-hmm.
That or release like, it to go find help.
I think releasing it is wiser. I think if you're eating the pigeon, then mm-hmm. you cut off
that's
all
your
ties.
Only, yeah.
yeah that's
like
your
a
only...
lot of people would eat the pigeon if they were super hungry, just mm-hmm. because you need to immediately solve the hunger problem. Like that's mm-hmm. probably when you're starving, the only thing in your mind.
Here's what's going to happen. Danny A is never going to institute this program, but if no. he did... Mm-hmm. He'd have so many off-leash cats following him around. He'd go up into the mountains, and it would just be like wild, non-wild, all type of
that's true.
Felines would be following him, tracking him.
Mm-hmm. And maybe that's so. Why Toronto is instituting this leash law, because the people with the pigeons were on to walk around town with their pigeons and not be harassed by
you them. Think yeah, this is the pigeon lobby finally yes.
yeah, big
like
pigeon.
Big pigeon. Big pigeon. Yeah.
They got a bad rap,
need to
you know.
Keep these cats tied up.
I'd like to see now some numbers on how many people own domesticated pigeons in Toronto. Is that like a thing?
The only person I know that has pigeons as a pet is Omer Tyson. From Survivor. What, you have a pet pigeon?
No, I was thinking Mike Tyson.
Oh, Mike Tyson. Oh, I thought you were saying yourself he's in the third person.
No, Mike Tyson's a big homing pigeon
yes,
guy.
Yes, that is true. That is true. But Omer from Survivor, I believe he has pigeons as pets, and I do believe he lives in Toronto.
In Toronto.
Yeah.
Wow. This is a thing. All people from Toronto that we know own domesticated pigeons.
And he said me and Nicole should get pigeons.
He said that to you?
He said, yeah. And my wife was like, say? No, they're rats with wings.
And what did he say?
He's like, no, they're not. They're actually very smart animals. mm-hmm. So
that sounds about like Omer.
Yeah. So, okay. So we'll keep you posted. But if you're in Toronto, you may want to start looking at some cat leashes on Amazon.
Okay. Danny, you want me to get you a cat leash?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, why don't you sell it to my house? My cat will flip out when I try to put a leash on it.
Bro, mm-hmm. why don't you listen? Danny and this cat have had a very rocky relationship since the beginning. Why doesn't Danny take the cat on his adventures? Cat.
I've had many discussions about the whole dog and cat adventure team.
Yeah.
Not for me. Because remember, I'm trying to go light and fast.
Yeah, but do you also want views on your Instagram?
No, I don't. I care YouTube. Much more about the amount of weight I'm carrying.
You want views on your YouTube?
I do okay. I don't need a cat. I don't need a prop, a weighty prop that's just extra work. I don't need that.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. Plus the cat can't. No, I saw these guys at the top of a mountain last week with a dog, and they had to boulder hop like 3 miles. And I thought they were probably carrying this dog almost that entire length of time. And then they had to do it all the way back, another 3 miles. It just looked like so mm-hmm. much work. The cat could not have handled what I did last week.
Okay. Well,
you don't think?
Oh, no, 100%. It would have died or slowed me down to the point where we die together.
Well, okay.
You know, we're talking about Danny on his adventures and whether or not he needs a pigeon to be out there with him. So maybe this story might cause Danny to reconsider. Danny, have you done Vesuvius?
No.
Okay. So there
Will
was,
you?
I would. Yes.
Yeah. A 23-year-old man from Baltimore, was hiking on an unauthorized trail and ultimately fell into a crater on Vesuvius while looking for his phone.
Now Vesuvius is the volcano responsible for Pompeii. Is mm-hmm. that correct?
Yeah, that is correct.
In Italy.
So yes. he almost became the most recent addition to that display. Him yes. reaching for his phone encased in lava and ash. That would have been nice.
Is Vesuvius still erupting?
Oh my gosh. Some of those Italian volcanoes, it seems like they never stop erupting. Yeah,
but I don't mm-hmm. know if Vesuvius is one of them. I haven't
Can
done
we just
my
imagine
here.
That the it last, is that he's been encased in lava?
Yeah, it's bubbling.
The last eruption was in 1944.
Oh, that's recent.
Yeah, it's mm-hmm. modern. Time. Sure. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. The man was okay, but he was attempting to retrieve his mobile phone while going on to the forbidden trail. Danny, you never go on a forbidden trail, right?
That's all Danny does.
No, I try to follow the rules.
Goes up in the forbidden zone and flies his illegal drone.
I don't do that. Mm-hmm. I try not to.
Is your drone kind of like a homing pigeon? Could you send it to go and then deliver your like last note to a loved one?
Most likely I'd fly until it was out of range and they would just come back to me and probably land right on my corpse. You know what? The problem, I think that as I've gotten older, I've cared less about my phone.
Yeah.
And I feel like a 23-year-old is the kind of person who would go after a phone. I think that at some point in your life, you drop a phone, you mutter, you know, some swear words, but you just move on, right? I don't think I see a 45-year-old going into a volcano for a phone. Mm-hmm. That's a young man's game.
Mm-hmm.
What would you guys be willing to do to get your phone? Jump into an alligator-filled pond if you dropped your phone in there, Tyson?
Well, I mean, we've talked about this recently in the national park. The woman that fell into the toilet pit.
Yeah, the toilet pit. I wouldn't do that. You drop it into the lions.
I kind of feel like that, especially, and I don't have a brand new phone. You know, I feel like everything's in the cloud.
Yeah.
You know, I'm out like a couple hundred bucks, I guess, for the phone. But like when I buy a new phone, especially like I'm at the end of a cycle now, I don't have an iPhone 13 or anything like that. Yeah. I'm probably pretty close to the end of the cycle for my phone. Yeah, I don't think I would feel too crazy.
Attached to my phone that I'm willing to tumble into the crater on top of Mount Vesuvius for it.
Well, everybody's a little different with their phones.
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, I think it's a young man's game with the phone.
Yeah. Do you think that maybe he had like a ton of like killer video? Do you think that he was like a fellow adventure recorder?
Hadn't uploaded?
Yeah, actually, I do kind of get that. I once dropped a GoPro at the top of a mountain. We talked about it years ago. And that really did upset me because I did have footage on that. So I could see that maybe that's the one situation where I might be willing to jump in to the alligator pond if I just had the greatest footage.
Okay.
Yeah.
The rescuers have to determine whether or not they will proceed with a formal charge against the group for invasion of public territory. They might want to make an example, right, yeah. Danny?
So you think they're going to cane him?
This isn't Singapore.
Yeah. I happened to watch a show on Netflix this weekend where flogging was very much a big part of the show.
Whoa.
Yes.
What show?
It's called How to Build a Sex Room.
Oh, yeah. I saw the thumbnail, Danny, that
a few people had a very similar rope collection to what you have.
Wow. Interesting.
Yeah. Well, this converts. Yeah. I mean, you don't even know.
Multi-purpose.
That rack. You probably don't even recognize the gear.
Those are hooks and clips and stuff.
Yeah. So let's just say that, you know, every Thursday night at 10 p.m., this room turns into something else.
Yeah. Okay, well, honestly, Rob, I haven't heard from Liz in probably over a decade.
She was only on podcast
a year ago. Yeah.
What'd you say, Rob?
She was only on the podcast a year ago.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Fine. Yeah. So there is proof of life.
Yes. Okay.
I'm just saying, like, yeah, for as often as you talk about her, I don't see her near that much.
Mm-hmm. Now, both of you, very smart guys, have either of you ever been tested or considered joining Mensa?
I wouldn't want to be tested because then I'd discover for a final once and for all how dumb I am. Avoid all tests, the judge.
See, I think I would be considered genius, but then you have to pay your membership fee, which is not smart.
Oh, and you think they were trying to milk this baby?
Yeah, that's what I think. Fee?
Yeah.
No, that's what I think. I think that they're like, join Mensa and let everybody know how smart you are.
Yeah.
Only $68 a month.
Oh, interesting. They just added the youngest member of Mensa here in America as a young girl. Her name is Cassie Quest, and she is 2.5 years old, and she is in Mensa.
Okay, is it she took the same test that a 20 or 30 year old would take?
So I don't know if it's based on IQ, and I don't know if they like that the IQ test for a 2 year old is sort of like if they are able. I don't know exactly how this works. But like, do they have an IQ test that can tell, like, okay, for a 2-year-old, if you're, if you can do blah, 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 your IQ is 172.
What is the baby's name again?
Her name is Cashy.
Something Quest.
Yeah, Cashy Quest. Her IQ is 146.
I could beat that. What are her parents' IQs? Is this like also
that name? That name indicates maybe not as high as hers. Cashy Quest.
Yeah,
that's a weird name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but Quest, I feel like, is a Quest pretty strong name.
Yeah, pretty strong, intelligent name.
Made me think of Bad Barbie. The minute you said her name, I immediately
thought about Bad Barbie?
Bad Barbie, by the way, is a millionaire now. Okay. She was the one that went on Dr. Phil.
Yes.
Cash Me Outside Girl.
Yes.
Her intelligence has got to be...
Cashy Outside Girl.
Yeah. Intelligence has got to be 145.
She did call her shot. Yeah.
Yeah, she turned that one appearance on Dr. Phil into a multi-million dollar.
That was very, but I don't know if that's IQ. That might just be like street smarts. Yeah.
Which would you rather have, though?
I think street smarts.
Yeah.
So the 2.5-year-old Cashy, she can identify all of the elements on the periodic table.
I can't do that.
Okay. Identify all 50 states by shape and location.
I can't do that, probably.
I could get most of that.
Mm-hmm. She is learning Spanish and deciphering patterns.
Yeah, you know what? This is why I don't take intelligence tests. I don't want to know. I don't want to know where I would come out like 110. It would change my life.
She also can display emotional intelligence that she...
That's something Danny can't do.
Yes, so she has that over Danny. That if her dad is trying to open a jar of pickles, she will come over and say, "Dad, I'm so proud of you."
Wait a minute. Has her dad had problems with jars of pickles in the past?
It's not easy, Danny.
Yeah, she's proud, and it sounds like she's a little patronizing as well.
That's what I was thinking. Like,
Yeah. Why don't you try and do it, little Cashy?
Let's see. All the intelligence of the world can't stop her from being picked up by her dad and grounded or whatever.
Yeah, or like, could she open a jar of pickles with that much intelligence?
Yeah. Probably hard to be one of Cashy's siblings.
Yeah, just be so obnoxious.
unless they're all members.
No, I don't know. I'm not sure if there are any other children in the family.
I take a medieval view of, you know, the way kids get things. I feel like parents have X amount and they can only divide it. So if you've had a baby and it's just peaked mental wise, don't have any more babies. You're done.
Mm-hmm.
You've got nothing left to give in the intelligence department.
Mm-hmm. But what if you think you've peaked and then an even smarter baby comes along?
That would be shocking.
In a good way?
Yeah, in a good way.
There you go.
Yeah. Okay.
So when would you have stopped having kids, Danny, if you could do it all over again?
My kids got a third of everything. But the problem is they've got a little less because they got a third of everything I had. Because that's how genetics work, according to science. So I'm so sorry. It's like
so if you have another kid, the kids you already have get less.
No, that kid would just get... Like almost so nothing. Little, almost nothing.
Yeah.
So you're saying that
this is in all combined, textbooks, by the way.
Your kids combined, all three of your kids combined, equal your wisdom.
I guess I haven't done, you know, all the calculations, created the spreadsheets. Just is how I picture it, Tyson.
Yeah, Cashy will graph it all out for you.
Yes. Let's hire this baby to do my taxes and to figure out how smart my kids are.
I like it.
Again, I'm with Rob. Going back to what we said earlier, I would rather that my kids have street smarts and some intelligence rather than tons of intelligence and no street smarts.
Mm-hmm. But what about the worst combo? No street smarts and no intelligence. There's people like that too.
Well, wash your hands.
Yeah, I know that a lot. Because usually if somebody's really dumb in school, they're like, well, at least I got street smarts. But that's not like a full default. Like, it's not like just because you aren't book smart means you're street smart.
Yeah, and if you have to say...
Hopefully they're attractive.
Okay, sure. Yeah, that's a third option. And if you have to tell people you have street smarts, you don't have street smarts.
That's right.
It's like the first sign of not having street smarts.
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry, I've got street smarts.
Yeah.
Oh, do you? Yeah.
Yeah, you're done.
Danny, what happened to your arm? I saw a wound on your hand.
You okay, Danny?
Are you okay?
Oh, I was helping... someone move a refrigerator.
Bad idea.
Oh my God. Got a little wound. The refrigerator was a bad idea. It weighed so much. I had to bring it up from my basement and destroyed the wood flooring in the process.
So by help someone move a refrigerator, it was your refrigerator.
Yes. Let me explain. Okay. Put it up for free. And in almost every instance where I've said, this is free, if you can come and get it, they say, I can come and get this. Do you need help? No. They definitely needed help.
Yes.
Every instance of me giving something away. Yeah. So this guy shows up for his free refrigerator, which is massive. He weighs like 140 pounds and is like 5'2". And I'm like, dude, you need my help. So he and I managed to muscle it up the stairs out of the basement. It barely fits. We're like smashing the wall, scrape the wood floor.
Sure.
It was a horrible experience.
Do you wish now that you would have just left it down there?
Well, I'm like, should have just smashed it into pieces, small enough to be carried out by our children.
Yeah. You would have enjoyed that.
I would have. Yeah,
you would have paid $50 to do that.
Yeah, totally. So, yeah, I don't have street smarts because I took that guy at his word. Luckily, I didn't leave and have Liz deal with him.
I paid a guy $50 to take our old mattress.
Yeah.
And he also said he didn't need help. But then I ended up doing most of the lifting for that thing.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I think it's pretty common.
Yeah.
People overestimate their strength. It seems to be the case.
We need to get a study. If you're collecting free garbage online, how strong do you think you are?
Screw the Mensa test. We need everyone to take a strength test that then can be used on classified sites. Like, what can you bench? What can you hold over your head? How long can you hold this weight over your head? And then they can come and get my thing for free after I've seen their strength score. I don't care about their Mensa score. I want to know their strength score.
Yeah. Or at least let those people, like, they should be available for when weaker people want the free stuff.
Like, that's a good idea. Like a service. Strongman service.
Strongman.
They can wear unitards.
Or woman. Who that maybe it's like, hey, it's like, I don't have a gym membership, but I'm looking for like heavy things to move every day.
Oh,
I'm trying to save money
too.
On joining the gym thing.
Yeah.
Where you're doing the workout program, which is actually just moving someone's house.
Yes, that's right. I forgot about that. Yeah.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
One of our Facebook users said saying they don't need help is street smart.
That's how they got you.
Yeah. Because if you said I need help, you're not allowing them. You're like, oh, we'll find somebody else.
Yeah. So
I'm revealing I don't have Mensa or street smarts.
Yeah.
This has really been a horrible 10 minutes.
Jumping off from talking about people in Mensa. So there was a Texas high school that had their graduation ceremony back at the end of the school year. And of course, you have the valedictorian of the class who ends up, you know, getting the award and giving a speech. However, due to a mathematical error, they awarded the wrong valedictorian.
How is that mathematical? They just averaged the GPAs.
Yeah, that's how they do it, right? Whoever had the best grades.
I didn't even sniff at a valedictorian, so I don't know.
I was firmly in the middle of my class of 800.
Yes.
Yes.
Meaty middle.
They actually gave the award to the salutatorian.
We don't even know what that is.
Second? Is that second place?
Second place.
Salutatorian is second place valedictorian.
Mm-hmm. They need to change these names to like first place smart person, second place smart person.
Yeah. It's not just about being smart, though. It's also about like helping the community.
But it sounded like it was just a calculation error between GPAs.
Sucking up to teachers. You probably get points for all that stuff.
I don't know if the teachers get a vote.
Oh, no, but they definitely, you get points based on how hard you suck up to teachers. I know that based on the value.
That's true. That's baked in.
Wow, Tyson, did you have a bad experience in high school?
No, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Like, you know who the valedictorian candidates are based on how hard they suck at teachers.
Yes. Should they get the 2.5-year-old Mensa young girl to potentially fact check all the valedictorians.
Yes, like they should. Mm-hmm. I feel like it would be under her potential to probably hold that position, but why not?
If you have a really smart baby, Tyson, are you potentially like gonna move your kid to a different high school or like a different town because it's like, well, I know my kid has no shot at valedictorian.
Ooh, interesting.
The 2.5-year-old. Yeah. My kid goes to preschool with the 2.5-year-old Mensa kid.
Get her out of there so she can be top of her class.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's one way to look at it, but it's probably an advantage to be around someone that intelligent.
Oh, you think that they could learn from each other?
Yeah. Kind of rub off a little bit.
Interesting.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Okay. There's got to be some positives to having someone that smart. I think what I would do, like, let's say I had a 2-year-old genius baby.
Okay.
I would take that baby around with the sole purpose of making adults feel stupid.
Oh,
nice.
Yeah.
A shame machine.
So we'd just be like, oh, how much is that again? Did you add that up properly? And then I'll be like, oh, no, I'll have my baby do it. And then the baby goes, that's wrong. Oh, my.
Well, that incorporates another problem with kids, Tyson, and that is getting a kid to perform in front of people.
That's true. That's very difficult. Mm-hmm.
That's almost impossible.
Say hi. Mm.
And you're like, okay. I promise my kid, my 3-year-old knows how to say hi.
Yeah, she can say hi. Yeah. But
yeah, say that thing. True. You remember. Say the thing.
Come on.
Yeah.
You're the one that wanted this interaction to begin with. And now I'm the one doing all the interacting.
Yeah, I'm doing all the work in this conversation. You're the one who wanted to come over here and see your uncle.
Yeah.
Tell him the story. And now I'm telling the story.
I'm on the phone with grandma and I don't know why, because you wanted to call her.
All right, let's talk about the story of a man who, a Florida man who has spent 30 hours in jail for aggravated animal cruelty back in May, that he was charged with animal cruelty after he killed his neighbor's rooster.
Got to keep those roosters leashed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The rooster leash law going into effect.
Yes.
Would have definitely saved him.
This man claims that he should have the charges dropped because he says that it was just self-defense.
He was defending himself. Roosters can't get aggressive.
Yeah.
Jinx. So can geese.
Mm-hmm.
Can't you just run away, though?
So I believe this rooster had actually killed his chickens. He ended up beating the rooster with a pole.
All right. This has become a big mess. Mm-hmm. Some county prosecutors gonna have to figure out.
Mm-hmm.
Chickens, roosters, capital murder. It's all there. Sounds like a good case for some kind of like, rural. What was that? Las Vegas CSI.
We'd have CSI. Like,
yes. Well, yeah. Las Vegas CSI. Just called it. They should start one for like, NCIS. Out of the boonies where you get these types of cases.
Mm-hmm. NCIS hillbilly.
Yeah. Exactly. Is that the title?
You in? Yeah, that's it.
Netflix a year ago would have funded this. Now they're not throwing money at everyone now, so we probably can't get the show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
30 days. Did you say he already went to jail for 30 days?
Yeah. 30 hours.
Oh, 30 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. And they stopped. Netflix stopped throwing money at everybody?
Yeah, I just read that recently.
Yes,
they're not just going to throw money around on anyone's crazy idea.
You lose a lot of money,
You have to have a kind of good idea now to get millions.
No. Okay. I can't do that.
So the man who spent 30 hours in jail talked about the incident and said, I didn't know to give it a 21-gun salute, CPR, mouth-to-mouth, do you know, or call the chicken ambulance?
this wasn't his first time killing a rooster. He's got the seasoned words of a rooster murderer.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the play here?
Time spent.
Yeah.
And restitution.
He said he defended himself and he was fearing for his safety. He checked his mail and turned around and goes, he hears bang, bang, bang. He turns around. And there's a chicken out in the street. Oh boy, here we go. Turn around.
Bang, bang, bang.
Yeah.
Did the rooster use a gun?
I don't know.
Oh, he heard a bang?
Yeah, mm-hmm. He heard a bang.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah.
There's an attorney in our chat that's saying, as an attorney, that would not qualify as self-defense.
Best part about this Newsweek article is that they give you the definition of some rooster terms.
Ooh, let's hear.
So, spurring. The rooster jumps at you and tries to rake you with its spurs.
Yep, I know
flogging,
what that is.
Flogging. The rooster flies at you and beats you with his wings.
Cool.
Chasing. I love that. Put that in. Chasing.
Interesting.
He chases you away from the flock, especially when you look like a threat.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Thank you, Newsweek.
Yeah. Okay.
Huh. I did an article with Newsweek and a little interview not too long ago.
Was it about this incident?
It wasn't. It was about a TV show I was on, but I'm wondering now if they had their own word key at the bottom of ours as well, so we understood what I was saying completely.
By the way, he's claiming innocence. He said he accidentally hit it in the head.
I do have an interview that was recorded with the man. Are you interested in hearing from the accused?
What's his name?
His name is, I believe, is James.
Boring name, but let's hear it.
Okay. All right. Here we go.
Okay.
I mean, this guy's harassing me.
Mm-hmm.
The chicken is. Hold on. I'm gonna get everything for this kid.
Sure.
Oh wait, he's going to back to his car.
Get his props.
He's.
Is he about to Gallagher this baby?
He's gonna get some. He's gonna get some props out of it. Yeah.
We get certain reports sent to us.
Oh, he's got some props.
This is my dad's leg. We lived out here since 1974. I moved out here about five years old. I know every river's got two banks. He's got his side story. I don't really care what he's told y'all. He's got this chicken. It's like a pet. Just like you got a dog. All right? Ooh. If your dog is aggressive.
Yes.
I feel like everybody that's watching this should know that if you have an animal that's an aggressive animal, you need to keep it contained.
Okay, just like the cats in Toronto.
Yeah, that is a real true point, though. Like, that's not something that's not like some willy-nilly.
That's age-old wisdom.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
This is great. Is that it?
There's more. There's several minutes more. I don't know.
Okay, I'll just do it on my own time, but I really got a good picture and flavor for what happened.
Yeah.
Just listening to that.
I mean, if you want to think. Yeah.
No, I don't need to keep hearing it.
Who's that fault then, Danny, based off of what you know and what you project?
He was able to effectively communicate his defense right there in that first 2 minutes.
Danny says not guilty.
I say not guilty. If you have an aggressive animal, and I feel like this way about every dogs, cats, pigeons, homing pigeons, it's your responsibility to keep that animal away from other people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Stop. It's not the animal's responsibility.
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing. It's definitely not the animal's responsibility.
So when you meet a dog that is aggressive or angry off of a leash, it's the owner's fault.
Yeah, 100%.
Every time.
And so this was just the result of a bad owner.
Okay.
And not this guy.
And unfortunately, the unruly rooster was the one that paid the price.
Yeah. Nothing worse than a neighbor with a pet rooster, right, Danny?
Dude, unless you get up early anyways, then it's not as big a deal.
Mm-hmm.
Would I want a neighbor with a rooster or one that mows the lawn at 10?
I think
10.
How early do you get up?
Yeah. Would you rather have a neighbor with a rooster or mows the lawn late at night?
This is dependent on the person and how early you get up and how late you go to bed.
I get up pretty early, but I think roosters still get up earlier than me.
Yeah. They crow with the sun, bro.
So I get up at around 6:45.
Nah, they'd be crowing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I've got one last story here that tells us about a new way that people can find a way to keep their spirits up. It's being called a digital antidepressant.
Mm.
Because according to researchers in Vienna, they say that looking at art, even on a computer, can improve your well-being. Tyson, the NFT game is perking up.
It needs a boost, and here is this the boost that it needs?
Study finds is willing to take big NFT money to put this out.
Yeah. They compare it on par with a nature walk.
No.
Mm-hmm.
No way.
Looking at art
online. Change your screensavers, people.
Huh.
No way.
After just 1 to 2 minutes spent looking at an online art gallery, participants reported lower levels of negative mood, anxiety, and loneliness, and higher subjective well-being.
This is similar to 30 seconds of exercise is enough. They say this is similar to the results from trips to nature.
Yep.
Well, they've been going to the wrong nature.
Yeah.
They could think it's equal to 2 minutes of looking at online art.
Yep.
Yeah, no. And online art, are you looking at online art, like digital art created digitally, or are you looking at pictures of art from the past or a combination of both?
Yeah, it sounds like pictures of things from art galleries.
Mm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I got to tell you, when you go to art galleries, it's very stressful.
Yeah.
Is it? It's not relaxing at all. I get no relaxing feedback.
Do you take your ropes and tie the whole family together or what?
I did a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or make them all wear bright yellow shirts that say Bryson family.
Well, we went to an art gallery out here and it was really nice. We were like one of the only ones there.
That's okay. That right there is the difference. You go to a lot of these art galleries, they're jammed with people.
Yeah. The relaxing part is being away from the bulk of society.
Yeah. That's why nature's relaxing.
That's where most relaxing happens. That's right. Danny's right.
So 2 minutes, I get this. 2 minutes spent looking online.
You're by yourself.
Your home by yourself is probably more relaxing than being there at a crowded gallery.
Yeah.
But is it more relaxing than just like watching TV or something? Probably the same.
Depends
on
the
same.
Yeah. And depends on what's art.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. And what the definition is. Okay. Our memes on Twitter art. Yeah. Well, there's lots of different ways to go with it.
Yeah. Our memes on Twitter art. I think they are, but are they the type of art defined in this study? I don't think so.
Yeah. Okay.
Memes are definitely art though.
Memes are art.
Yeah.
Danny, are you ready to take us to your bolt hole once again?
Yeah. And it's somewhat art related.
Oh, okay. So, here we go. Perfect. An artsy bolt hole, everybody.
Welcome to my bolt hole. I think you're gonna like it. I think you're gonna feel you belong.
Yeah.
That's right.
I was this years old when I discovered.
That's how every bolt hole should start.
I know, right? I love seeing that. I was today years old. Yeah, I was today years old. And oftentimes, the thing they discovered, I'm like, dang it. I don't know that either.
Yeah, that's how I am too.
Yeah, what am I? A baby in Mensa?
Yeah, I bet the Mensa baby.
What am I? The valedictorian?
Yeah.
Anyway, I was this day or whatever old when I found out that you can trademark colors.
Oh.
This was something very surprising that I just discovered.
It makes sense, though. That's why Crayola names all their colors all wonky.
But not all their colors are trademarked.
But some of them probably
it's
are.
It's super tough to actually get, and it can be hard to defend.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason this comes up is a guy was, he had a website, and he had used some colors, and he had received a cease and desist from T-Mobile. So you can imagine, now, picture in your head what colors those might be.
The pink and white. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and it turns out that T-Mobile is one of the few people able to successfully have a color trademark. There's not a ton of them.
Team of lawyers. Right. So, Danny, is it just one color or is it like a combination of colors? Like if you wanted to go out there with Bryson Blue.
Good point. So there are companies like Campbell's that had trademarked a combination of colors. So you can get, if those colors combined represent your trademark, then you can usually get it. And guess what? And the other thing I learned, and this is what I found so fascinating, the very first situation in which this came up and the very first color to get trademarked had to do with insulation in your house. And what color do you think of when you think of pink? It was that. At the time, everybody was using gray or brown or something. And this company came out with pink. And of course, it took off and everybody else wanted to use the same thing. So they went all the way, I think pretty far in a court battle and eventually got their pink trademarked. And so I hadn't even thought that a color could be that important, but it does kind of make sense. I mean, and they mentioned UPS. There are a couple companies where you, when you think of the color, it's not just some default blue, but it is a very specific one. So when you go out and make your stuff, now on top of everything else, it's hard enough to find a name. It's hard enough to find all of these things that make your company, you know, an individual company. Now you got to look at the colors you're using as well. Mm-hmm. So you don't step on these big companies with their, you know, well-paid lawyers who come after the small guy and get him to quit it.
Yeah. Tyson, have you thought of trademarking any colors?
All of them.
I'm
going to trademark all the colors that are being used. Yeah.
Here are some that, and you picture the color as I say it. Wiffle ball has a trademark color.
Yellow and white? Or is it a color?
Yes, yellow. Yes. It's the yellow of the bat.
Oh.
One of the people who tried to get a color trademark was Deere.
Oh, yeah. John Deere?
John Deere, yeah.
Yeah. Green and yellow?
Denied. They didn't get it.
Sorry.
Home Depot has a color.
Yeah, orange.
Mars Bars has a color for Reese.
Oh.
Reese's, sorry.
Orange. Also orange and brown.
Mm-hmm. Barbie, Mattel.
Pink.
Mm-hmm. Yep. 3M.
Like red.
Red.
Or Post-it. The Post-it color. Mm-hmm. Color of Post-it. The Tiffany yellow. Company has one.
Yeah, that blue.
Yeah, that blue, which I hadn't even thought about. And then it shows UPS having one. But
brown.
It shows like a black. I thought that in the article they talk about their brown, but it shows this kind of black. So, and then obviously
they couldn't get the color copyrighted for the article.
I just thought that was crazy. I didn't know that that would even be possible. Mm-hmm. Tyson brings up Crayola, who comes up with new colors all the time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But are there really any new colors since on a computer you can slide and combine anything?
Yeah.
Lake Red or Purple Durple.
Yeah.
Those are just different names. Tyson, for the same
is
color.
Pickleball green copyrighted yet?
It's kind of a floor high res greenish.
You should get the copyright for it.
Yeah, that might be a good place to park your car or whatever they say. Park on the some colors you think might be taking off in the future and then turn around and sell for millions.
It's really smart.
Right.
So
stick your beak in every single pickleball match in the whole world.
Yeah, you have to.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, speaking of pickleball, since I'm done with the boat hole, I saw them tearing up some tennis courts to put in pickleball courts. And I just thought, how upset is the world of tennis?
So mad.
Those sweater wearing khaki pants crowded people who just like are just like upset. The country club crew, that the tennis courts are disappearing all over the country and being replaced with the pickleball courts. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah. They're very, very mad.
Tyson, has pickleball thought about co-opting the slogan of stick it to the man, play pickleball?
Oh, yeah. That'd be great.
Ooh, that would be great.
Is that from somewhere else, Rob?
The world? Somewhere else? The tale as old as time.
Rob's mouth. Yeah. Yeah.
Got to get on it.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
The thing with the tennis players is they're so mad that all the courts are disappearing, but those are the same tennis players who weren't using the courts.
Yeah, it's like everybody
they're all tennis about purists.
It until it starts to go away. It's like kids and toys.
You're
like,
I was going to use that. When, though? When? It's been there for 15 years.
Yeah, gathering dust. The kids have been riding their BMX bikes on it for the past 10.
Playing street hockey, exactly. Mm-hmm. So, I understand they're upset because like having something taken away that maybe you would want to do at some point somewhere down the line.
It's hoarding. It's tennis court hoarding.
Yes. But you can't use the same court for tennis and pickleball?
You can, but it's not great for the pickleball world, because then you either have to do a temporary net or you have to make some adjustments to the tennis net. Mm-hmm. And then you have multiple lines drawn on the court, and it's
nobody
a lot.
Wins. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The lines are being drawn, and the public must choose.
Mm-hmm. And they're choosing pickleball.
We know what they're choosing.
They're choosing pickleball.
Yeah. Yep. All right.
Good.
Danny's
going to fall in love with pickleball one of these days.
Never played it, but I do read a lot about it.
See?
Or at least occasionally read about it.
I think when he does start playing it, he's going to get rid of all those ropes.
Mm-hmm. And then you'll see just nothing but paddles. I had a chance to play. I told you I went to an actual court, was going to play, but spent so much time refereeing all the kids' games.
Yep.
That never actually played myself.
Mm-hmm. Oh, do you know the rules of pickleball then?
Oh, we had to look them up. There was so much arguing, and I can't say that I remember them, but I do remember going on my phone being like, is that a rule?
Yeah.
So anyway, are you going to be playing pickleball in the future? Might as well just jump into what you're up to, Tyson.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to be playing pickleball tomorrow with a couple high-level pickleball players, and we're just going to brave the Arizona heat and get out there. And then tomorrow, you can watch me on the Challenge USA.
Yep.
With Canadians. There's also Canadians there. So that's, that's a thing. Mm-hmm. And then I'll be podcasting about it on The Ringer on Spotify with my co-host Amelia.
Yeah. Tyson, I've been listening to even some other Ringer podcasts, and I hear your beautiful voice talking about listening to you on the Challenge podcast.
Like a songbird.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Yeah. Tyson's That's everywhere.
Really, yeah, I am everywhere.
La, 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 la. You don't want to be everywhere, because once you're everywhere, you know you're peaking, and it's only downhill from there. You want to be most places.
Well, I keep thinking I've already peaked, but then I keep doing more stuff. Mm-hmm. That's the thing.
Like, you're climbing the Mount Everest of awesome.
I was completely happy with where I was 2 years ago, thinking that I had just peaked everywhere.
Yeah, that's the secret to life right there.
Yeah.
Right? You were happy now, with where you were.
But now I feel like I'm peaking now, but who's to say in a year when I'm, you know, even peakier, that it doesn't get better. So yes, that's what I got going on. I will be in Mexico next week for the recording of this podcast.
Oh,
going to take the family on vacation before their school starts in early August.
Cool.
And yeah, that's it.
Okay.
I think. How about you, Rob?
Oh, just podcasting away. Got the Big Brother going on. I mentioned How to Build a Sex Room. Just dropped on Nothing But Netflix. Picked up a few pointers there. Interesting show.
Let me ask you this.
Yes.
That title.
Yes.
Is that really what it's about, or is that just meant to grab your attention and suck you in?
Well, I think, no, it's both, Danny. They literally.
Is it literally? Okay, yeah.
Yes. They say like, hey, can you build us a sexy dungeon in the basement?
What does a sexy dungeon in your basement do for your resell?
See, is that's the thing. I think equity? A lot of this is then you can never sell this home.
Leave again. Yeah.
Or invite neighbors over.
Well, I think that you are going to have neighbors popping in once they have seen the Netflix show.
Yeah. But also neighbors will be popping in, like, you know, like that's part of it, right? It's just like a collection of really close, tight knit neighbors.
Right.
Just
I thought like
enjoying each other's bodies.
Neck.
Yes.
Enjoying each other's bodies. Yeah. There's a lot to it, Danny. You wouldn't understand.
Also, a lot of the sex rooms are sort of like behind secret passages, but it's secret passages that are revealed in a Netflix series.
So, Danny, you could have used your refrigerator, opened it up,
secret door,
had a cutout through, go in there, own personal sex room. Liz doesn't even know about it.
Dude. Wow. Yeah, nobody said that this is a sex room just for me that my spouse isn't going to know about.
Can you Airbnb your sex dungeons?
Yes.
Is there like a site you can go like to travel and a sex dungeon in Philly?
Yeah, I mean, don't know.
Yeah.
Well, then let's make it, because this sounds like a great app to just ride on the coattails of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Make some extra money renting out your dungeons.
Yeah, what could go wrong?
Nothing. This will be printing money. Basically.
Nothing could go wrong as long as the sex room is designed properly.
And safe words are memorized.
Right. Right. What could go wrong with a person that has this an extra room in their house that they invite people to come and use?
Right. Mm. That is true. I mean, I would have thought that things like Silence of the Lambs, that big well, I mean, that's going to put the kibosh on secret rooms in your house. It puts off that vibe.
Yeah.
Like, why do you have this and why is it a secret?
The cleaning fees are very, very prohibitive, I think.
Oh, another great business idea, because they want to be discreet. You can be or start the discreet dungeon cleaning service.
As they're shutting down more and more of the, you know, like public sex rooms.
Caligula's are being closed down. So you can get out there and you can give them like a COVID cleanness and promise to rid their rooms of all stains from any fluid.
Mm-hmm. Would you have like a buffet or a spread for the new guests as they come in?
Yeah, some shrimp cocktails, whatever.
some mackerel.
Horse mackerel.
Yes. All right.
You probably didn't know that horse mackerel is a
aphrodisiac.
All right. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. We'll be back next time with more News AF. Take care. Have a good one. Bye.
We did it, guys.
At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's learning environments are designed for supportive networking and collaboration. With over 330 academic programs, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.